friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
All right, well, welcome everybody to episode 4 of Good Friends and Fez, the only podcast with more hosts than listeners. I'm Stephen, and also we have
Lexus,
Tyson,
Fez,
Leroy,
and Lee Quibben. All right, listeners, as you know, we're constantly trying to improve our segments. Now, we realised that 4 points of your day was going a little bit slowly, so what we've decided to do is change it up a bit, as we like doing here the most. We're going to have 30 seconds to explain your best aspects, funniest aspects, whatever, of the day, week, however long since the last podcast. Now, because we like pain here, we're putting more rules in, so 30 seconds is all you've got. We've got a stopwatch here. Anything over 30 seconds, you get cut off. And but as always, though, we're gonna keep the slaps. We're going to keep the 3 as well. So if you have a shit week or day and your 30 seconds replicates that, you're going to get 3 slaps. And the loser gets to nominate who slaps them on the back. So who wants to kick this off in the dick first?
I can go.
Leroy! Alright, yeah. Leroy, tell us the 30 seconds of your day, week, starting from... I've got a stopwatch, listeners, hold on. Now.
Alright, recently I have a health scare. I went for a blood test and everything, so... because of that, I start eating healthy and I start exercising, so I feel much better about myself at the moment.
Nice.
Laughed at for wearing bright clothes at work, because that's not a normal thing that I usually do, and been spending most time at home recently being a geek playing games.
Cool. Okay, you still got 5 seconds to...
Is that 3 points, Leroy?
It is. You don't really need the 4 points.
Okay. Bang, 30 seconds up. Alright, so there we go. We had a blood test, fruity clothes, probably connected, and and what else?
Gaming.
And gaming. Alright, so, yeah. Nerdy and fun. Alright. Fez, alright. Give us your best. Starting from...
Alright.
Now.
I went to Harndorf. I went to the Mount Lofty Trek and I did it in 34 minutes, smashed my mate in it. Leroy's Bucks Night and found $5 going for a sprint at Goodwood Oval.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Everyone's
killing it.
Everyone is killing it here. He's still got 10 seconds to go. Obviously, that fitness is going into his own speech. So I'll stop that and reset. Okay. So we've got the fitness is a bit of a common trend here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Stephen. You have not done any fitness, have you?
I got a beer in my hand.
Yeah. Yellow glazed over eyes. And see the heroin marks in your arm.
Yeah.
30 seconds starting from now.
All right, so basically, I'm starting on the nerdy side of things as well. I've had been getting into comic books as of recently. At the ripe old age of 25, I decided I would start reading comic books. Why? Because novels don't have enough pictures. So I went to the comic book store. I didn't get out of there for like an hour. The guy was telling me the history of comic books as he like caressed me around the room. So that was good. What else did I do? Leroy's Bucks Night. That was good fun. Getting Leroy on stage, he was loving that. And you show him the time's up. So comic books.
Stop. Comic books.
Ooh. Comic books and Bucks Nights.
Comic books and Bucks Nights. Okay.
Go together well.
All right. So there's a bit of a nerdy common trend going on here. Tyson, you like sports. Come on, man this up a bit.
You know what? I'm going to stay with the nerdy thing.
Oh, God.
I actually got out the Super Nintendo during the week and gave that a massive crack. Now, that is a good pastime. Yeah. Games are just not made the same. Better graphics, they look better, but nah. Second thing, girlfriend cut my hair. Shade the sides. And third thing is, I got massive work opportunity with the NBA. I got licensing. Everyone knows I'm a big NBA fan, so yeah, that's good.
That fucking kicks ass. And that's 30 seconds as well.
Yeah.
Well wrapped up.
Yeah,
so,
well done.
Yeah.
Well
done. Gaming, but sports as well. So a good balance of the yin and the yang. Or the glaive and the, I don't know, fitness. You ready, Alexis?
Yeah.
You ready?
There you go. Yep.
You ready? All right, go.
All right, so I had a short work week, 3 days. The last 2 days have been spent down at the beach, Karakalinga, drinking and chilling in the sun. They're kind of sunburnt now. We booked in and paid for 2 months in Europe in May and June. That's a bit of a highlight, yeah. First time going over to Europe. And I actually got locked in for a work trip to England in February.
Cool. Oh,
wow.
Nice. Good.
Cool.
Okay.
Can't fuck
that's
that.
Everyone's smashing this 30 seconds thing. Yeah. That's That's 30 seconds now. All right, listeners. All right, now I've got to try and beat. I'm going to try and beat Lexus and Tyson. It's going to be hard. It's going to be easy to beat the other three, I think, because I didn't read a comic book. That's the only difference.
You didn't have a health scare.
I didn't have a health scare either. So
eating healthy and being.
Yeah, for a reason though.
Like, yeah, but sweat,
it's not your choice. It's not your choice.
It motivated me to start working out.
Yeah.
Okay. This is too. Yeah. No. That's too healthy. I don't like that. All right. I'm gonna go now. All right. The past 3 days, I flew over to Melbourne, in which I saw Weezer, one of the best bands in the world, in my opinion. 8,000 people there, managed to fight my way to the front row.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Brilliant. 2 hours prior to that, I get a job offer. So I get employment, get to see my favourite band in Melbourne. And then for the rest of the weekend, went down to St Kilda, laid on the beach, had bacon and eggs, partied, saw good friends, and drank, hands down, the best martini mocktail ever.
Jeez.
Absolutely.
Smash.
Can we say this is easily the first week where it's not like, here's a clear cut loser.
Yeah.
Like, everyone pretty much had.
Can I just
stuff.
Make a case for comic books? You guys don't know what you're missing out on. I didn't realize until just now.
I think you're missing out on just general fun and women. I think that's what you're missing out on with someone books.
Yeah, I gave up sexual intercourse. Picked up graphic novels.
Blue balls and a lot of pictures. Alright, well now we're going to decide a winner from that. Now, I reckon, I think this side of the table is pretty safe.
Yeah, I think you...
I'm not just saying that because I, you know, run the segment. Or
and on this side of the
and,
table.
And on this side of the table. But I think, yeah, Lexus, Tyson, myself, we're safe. So it's down to these three. We've got Fez, we've got Leroy and Steven. Now...
Surely health problems.
Yeah. Like, when you start your week with, I had a blood test and the doctor told me I need to improve my life.
And not only that, you have 30 seconds so you choose the worst.
Yeah. Oh, but who used the least of the 30 seconds? I think that was Fez, was it?
Yeah, because that's
that's true.
What was yours, Fez? You went for a run, you found $5.
Yeah.
Bucks night.
Smack, Bucks night, Handorf, Triple Handorf,
Triple
Handorf.
And what was yours other than Hell Scale? I wasn't really listening after that.
Staying just home, shocked. Gaming, and being calm at work.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everyone here has been gaming as well.
Yeah, of course, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Well, so I read comic books, like, it's,
it's synonymous.
Well, I'm going to narrow it down, like, Fez, I always will hate you, but you're not in this, you're not in the losing last two. We've got Steven and Leroy here.
I also mentioned strippers in mine.
Did you?
Yeah, Bucks and I think getting Leroy on stage with the strippers.
Ah,
so listeners will hear that.
Yeah.
That was everyone here enjoyed that. Well, Fez wasn't there, but everyone else enjoyed
it. Wasn't
it
wasn't just you, though. It's a collaborative effort.
But no one else said it,
man.
See, here's the kicker. Leroy, if you said that boobies win your face, that
could
have been...
You would have won.
If you said it in your 30 seconds, you could have won. But the fact that you didn't, and you let Steven add that
if
you seconds...
If you substituted the health scare
for
that...
Yeah. Take out the blood test and add stripper boobs.
Fill a pair of boobies.
Once again, related.
Healthy is much better.
Yeah. No, fuck hell,
boobies.
You're in the slap.
Yeah.
Leroy is getting the slap.
Is that,
so I'm sorry,
that STDs? I'm like,
so I'm a stripper. No, you just felt a bit.
Yeah. What's a better
I don't
story?
Know if you understand STDs, man.
You don't have to wear latex gloves when you're alright, it's only on the penis. Leroy, sorry, mate, you're getting 3 slaps. So who's going to slap you?
Lexi, Tyson, and...
Oh, come on! Oh, my revenge!
Okay, well, let's get up. Slap him on the back. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Alright.
Oh.
Once again, Leroy's lifting
get
his
up.
Shirt.
Yeah. Stand up.
Alright. Slap number one. 1, 2, 3.
That was the weakest slap.
Alright, come on, Tyson, do better.
Fez, pick it up!
Are you trying to burp a baby or something? Fucking slap him!
It's better.
It's
a better one.
Better. Alright, well that concludes the segment. Well done, punters. Saw back Leroy. Who we got now? Actually, you're up next, buddy.
Yeah, I'm up next.
Oh, Redbuck.
sorry, listeners, but this is not loopy news this time. This is Orky Times. It's something new that I've thought up. It's basically describing of a funny event or that you had alone or in front of everyone that you feel that the moment that you think back, you embarrass yourself. So,
so awkward times.
Yeah, it's awkward times.
Yeah.
I shortened it down to Orky Times, and
just the
playing at home.
That's the same number of syllables, mate.
Yeah. Basically, I'll basically talk about something that I had in the past, which is embarrassing, and feel free that anyone here share or think they can relate to this experience.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So basically, there was one point in the past where you had a good day, the sun's shining, the birds chirping, and everything. Yeah, everything's feeling like it's going away. You had your breakfast, a good breakfast. Take a shower, do all your chores, and start.
Dude, were you Mary Poppins?
I was in a high moment that time. Yes, true.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, but okay, I was about to head into the city to go do some shopping. So when I was driving out, and 20 meters away from home, I really feel this urge to release. Some gas.
Oh, God.
I thought that was going the other way.
I thought you were going to wank in your car.
That would be awkward.
So when I was driving out, it's just nature. So, you release your fart. But next thing you know, you didn't really release a fart. You actually shot.
Oh, that's...
Why are you saying this?
So you're saying you shat yourself.
Yes, I shat myself and I immediately did Yui. And went home and took a shower again.
Oh my god.
Can we describe how much? Was it a few pellets? Or was it the whole meal?
It just... wet shit.
Splatter.
Fuck.
So it was your good old chocolate mousse from Pizza Hut.
I think mix it with some ice cream.
I don't think I could relate
to that. Bullshit. I was just about to say, everyone around this table has sharted themselves before.
You think it's a fart?
If you haven't, you haven't lived.
No, I haven't.
Wait.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I've done it. In recent years.
I remember... Maybe not splattering, but, a little bit.
I remember... I can relate to it, actually. I think in reception or year one... I'll say reception, because it sounds better. I shat myself in the classroom, because I was a bit of a troublemaker. The teacher didn't believe me. I was going to... need to go to the toilet. So I ended up shitting myself. And we had that whole thing where... if you came back, you used to go to the front office and you wore clothes that
loaned clothes.
Yeah. And when you came back in, everyone knew what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, so when I walked in, and everyone looked at me, and I'm wearing different pants. So
everyone's
I can relate to it there. But
I think maybe it's probably a healthy lifestyle, because I think a lot of people in the gym shard when they do weightlifting and shit. I think that's a common side effect.
What, do you actually see stains when they actually do weightlifting or something?
It doesn't trickle down their leg.
Yeah. A high protein diet. You fart all the time. When you're pushing heavy weights, I guess you push a bit too hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Sure. I followed through in Thailand. I did.
Is it because nasty food? Or
what? Yeah, probably nasty food. I don't know. It wasn't a great diet. It was pretty much just beers and street food. And, Parker, I'm going to go into this. at a restaurant, I was like, I need to do a wee. So I went to the urinal. And, there's always... Lads know this. When you wee, you're usually let out a little fart.
Absolutely.
And there I was, confident 22-year-old in Thailand. Oh, this will be funny, I'll fart. Farted and just immediately felt...
oh, man!
Something. So I did the old John Wayne walk to the toilet. No toilet paper.
Were there other people at the urinal when you did
No, I was all by myself. so I had to John Wayne to the toilet, no toilet paper, so it's fair to say there's still probably a pair of Bond's underwear, very Bear Grylls-like, and stuck behind the toilet faucet.
Can I just say, obviously you had to wipe your ass, did you wipe it on the other side of the underwear and then ditch it?
Yeah. Took the underwear off, sacrificed them for the good of my anus, and I just dumped them behind the toilet somewhere. So I feel sorry for the cleaner at the Copenhagen whatever resort it was, but I had to do it.
Yeah, that's great.
So I can relate to you, man. I can relate to a shark.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, Leroy's challenge from the last podcast, how he didn't have to wear any underwear, would have been really, really hard controlling your farts just because...
There's a lot of thought.
All right, I think that's all for my segment, and we're heading into Lexi's hypothetical what?
That's all, Lexi's hypotheticals.
That's
that,
it.
Yeah. That's now it. We're disappointed.
The letdown of the century.
Alright, guys. Can we just say our intros get worse every podcast?
Yeah, I know. Like, it used to be news. Now it's like, fucking Lexus.
Yeah. Alright, let's get through this shit as quick as possible. Alright, so I'm going to ask everyone a question. We'll start with Querbsy for the first one. Then we'll just go around the room. Give me your honest opinion. Just whatever you think.
Is it the
first
impression
one
for everyone?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Alright, so the first one is, if you could have one superpower, anyone, what would it be and why?
Oh, yeah. Invisibility.
Yeah.
Why?
Actually, can I say invisibility, but you can still walk through shit? So let's say for whatever reason you were arrested, you can walk
power
through.
Ooh, that's
the
two powers, I reckon.
No,
I reckon it is.
That's two powers.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just going invisibility still.
Why?
Well, you get away with so much stuff. Honestly, like, you never have to work, because you just go invisible. Like, I'm not promoting theft, but I would steal money.
Well, that's the first thing I'd do. Yeah. Go invisible, put my hand in the cash register.
Go to a video shop, hire a DVD, don't have to pay for it. No one's going to believe that it floated out the door. You can get away with anything you want.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah, and I can look at your mum in the shower.
All right.
I'll go at flying.
Yeah, it's good.
Flying, because, you know, get to go anywhere quickly, unless it's a very slow, like 1 kilometer an hour fly. That's pretty sad, but
well, you can specify.
Fly really fast.
No, I would love that. Just do like snail pace, just hovering above it.
Oh, it's a bird. So just basically travel anywhere you want.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
First.
Mind reading. It will get me through so many of the exams, like without having to study so much, because you can see like, you know who the smart people are.
Yeah, so you're a cheater.
Cheater.
Textbook Fez.
Alright, Fez, you let me down. Steven?
I'd be invulnerability. Just impress chicks and just like, don't have to be worried.
Got that.
What? Yeah, comic book guy. Chicks, not gonna happen.
No, but like, I just be like, you know, some guy's trying to stab me. It just bounces off my chest. And like, you know?
That's
that'd be
cool.
Sick, yeah. Help out my
did
mates.
You say invincibility? I thought you said invulnerability.
Vulnerability. Yeah.
Yeah.
Invulnerable to attacks.
Yeah. Oh! I thought you meant invincible. That's how I would have said it.
That's a similar thing. Maybe invincible is immortal as well.
Anyway, you know what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I need to read more comic books, clearly.
All right, and Tice.
I'm not sure if this is superpower, but what about traveling back in time, the ability? Is that superpower?
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool, because like, you know, you can go back on any moment in history, relive it.
You don't want to travel forward in time, just back?
No, just back, because also you can get on the old sports bet sites and
chuck
a million dollars on Sydney Swans to win the grand final or whatever this year, which would, and then make some coin. So
yeah,
great. I reckon I'd do instant transmission.
Goku
just teleporting.
Teleporting,
because I was thinking maybe I'd do flying. I'd be like, oh cool, I'll fly to Tokyo today. Well, that's a waste of time. I'll just teleport.
You just
there.
Shut
yeah.
me down.
Yeah. No, but I would quite enjoy the flying.
I know it's like the feeling of it, but I'd just like to be like
really
bang,
just
bang,
gonna
bang,
be
bang.
Going across water.
No, I think I would be like driving. You get in the car, you're driving by yourself. You're like, this is so cool. You love going to the shops. You love getting your mum milk or whatever. But then
such
getting
a
milk.
Yeah. That's the highlight of my day.
Well, your mum used to give you milk when you were younger, so
out of the boom.
That's a piece.
Anyway, I can't be fucking explaining that.
Alright, next question for everyone. We might go the other way this time, so you can start, Tice.
Yeah.
If there was a movie portraying your life, which actor would play Tyson Beck?
Oh, alright. The crazy thing is it's not that crazy, actually. I've been to America a few times, and I have random people stopped me and say I look like Freddie Prinze Jr. Now, I believe he doesn't even look like me, but I'll just say him because he looks like me, apparently. So.
Yeah, I'd go Edward Norton, love his movies.
And you are a racist as well. You love American History X.
Well, no. That's not where I go, but he's usually a lunatic in his movies, and like, I mean, I need somebody to liven up what my life would be like in autobiography. Not just me reading a comic book for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he'd be great. Good guy.
I'd see that movie. It'd be great.
Matthew Broderick.
Okay, cool.
What?
I'm a fan of Ferris Bueller's Day.
But he's not a fan of you. Leroy.
Stephen Chow. Do you know him?
No,
the martial arts guys, the basically a comedian, Asian comedian.
Yeah, he's quite good.
Yeah, it's recent. What, Kung Fu Hustle is the
yeah,
most
Kung
recent?
Yeah, Kung Fu Hustle was really good.
Yeah, the most recent movie. It's just the idea here. He acts serious, but he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that I'm that serious of a person, but sometimes I feel like being an idiot.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll go Ryan Gosling, because he's almost as handsome as me.
You've got a bit of a Ryan Gosling going
on
there. Yeah.
The chin, the eyes.
Yeah.
Fair to say he copied my look. Frick.
I would say Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or Levy, I think. He's the Robin in the Dark Knight Rises, and he's in Inception.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no shit.
He kind of looks like me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that'd be me.
I don't really like that guy, though.
Maybe it'd be better for Fez though.
Alright, and the last question is, if you're in public, say you've just met a person or you're a casual acquaintance with them and you notice they've got food on their face or in their teeth, do you say something to them? Alright, we'll start with you, Quibs. Do you
always
say something?
Yep.
Even if like you've only just met them?
No,
like,
because they appreciate
it. Hi, I'm Bob. You're like, hi Bob, you've got pizza on your face.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because they appreciate it. I did it before in the past. A guy I knew from maybe one shoot in uni, and he had a bit of tobacco in his teeth. He smoked cigars, and I was like, dude, you got tobacco in your teeth. It's like, oh, thanks, man. Like, I don't know how many people I've seen today who have said nothing about it.
Yeah.
So, you're a good dude if you do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good on you.
I agree with Lee, actually. Just the other day, I actually had, like, vegetables stuck in my teeth. I actually appreciate my colleague pointing out you got some stuff stuck between the teeth. So, yeah.
Cool.
I'll do it.
I'm going to have to agree with those two as well.
Alright, I can see where this is going.
Yeah,
Steven?
I think, yeah, I agree also, but you're more tactful if you don't know them. You're just like, oh, by the way, mate. But if it's some dude that you know, he's just like, you wanker.
Yeah.
You've got cream all over you. It looks like someone jizzed on your forehead.
I'm actually going to have to go against the tide and be the only one, but I actually wouldn't do it. I don't know, I feel awkward, but it was funny that a couple of weeks ago, your girlfriend, Lee, she actually had a massive, like, green thing in between her two chunks.
She probably still does.
And I couldn't say it. Like, I just couldn't say it. Yeah. I don't know. I just, Well, I know her, but I would feel, I think it would be harder to do it. Yeah, I think it would be harder to do it with someone I didn't know, so if I didn't do it with someone I knew, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go with what Tyson said. If I first met someone, I wouldn't say anything. I'd probably just be looking at the entire time. Like, good to meet you
ESP.
As well.
Spinach and teeth. Spinach and teeth. Spinach and teeth.
But after, a couple of meetings, then I tell people straight away.
Yeah.
And so anyone out there, tell me, because I want to know right from the start. All right, thanks guys. Good answers. And now I'll pass over to Stephen for his segment.
Right. For his segment.
Yeah, he can introduce it.
The energy! Come on, guys! Alright, so a bit of enthusiasm getting back into the pod right here. With, how well do you know your good friend? Or Fez? So this is a... Dude, don't hate, man. Alright, so we got a new segment here. It's essentially a quiz. It works in a series of three rounds. The third is the tiebreaker, so only required if there's obviously a tie after the first two rounds. The first round involves myself asking each of the members of the pod a question, and they have to guess who answered, or who would do that out of the other members of the pod. So I would ask, for example, Lexis, like, who do you think prefers girls with blue eyes? And then he would answer, like, Leroy, and then we would go from there. So the second one is everyone has a go. So I ask how many people, for example, thinks Leroy likes girls with blue eyes. And the questions are more interesting than this.
Blue eyes. Yeah.
And then they give a number, and obviously they score a point if they get it correct. And then if we have a draw at the end of that, tiebreaker question. So let's get right into it.
All right.
So round one, fight. All right. So the first question we have here is for Leroy. And I sent you all out a bit of a series of questions early in the week, and I've received all your answers, so it's based on those. And the people at home can play along.
They won't. They won't.
They might.
Well, I'll be the only person listening, so I'll play. Alright, so for Leroy, whose favourite food do you think is nachos out of this group? And bear in mind that I am not a possible answer. And also bear in mind that it could be the same answer for the next question as well. So it's not everybody here will be an answer to one of these questions. So nachos specifically. Another member said Mexican, but it's not Mexican. This member specifically said they enjoy nachos.
This is like Inception.
I'm actually contemplating between Fez and Lexi at the moment, but I'm going with Fez.
Okay, and why?
Well, just because he's the type that eats lots of food.
Okay. Like every human being, an animal in existence.
He has to eat to live.
A lot of junk food, basically.
All right,
like,
well...
Nachos don't come in small.
You're dead wrong. Tyson eats nachos. He loves them.
Oh, lovely. All
right, this one here is for Lexi Boy. Lexus, who here wanted to hang out with shellfish out the most out of all sea creatures if they lived under the sea? Bear in mind, this person also answered shellfish as their favourite food to eat.
So. Their favourite food?
No, but this one here is who would they most like to hang out with under the sea. So, for example, if they were a merman,
yeah,
and they could hang out with one species, shellfish was their answer.
Okay. I'm going to say Querbs. For some sexual reason, no doubt.
Yes!
Wow!
He's got the ball rolling!
Yeah. Good
one. Yeah, nice one. Alright, this one here is for Querbsy.
All good.
Now... who here believes that the Hulk is the superhero they feel most represents themselves?
That's a tricky one. And none of these are you, are they?
None of them are
no.
me.
No, okay. But so I remember you talking about the Hulk last week, so straight away I was like, my brain is working, but it's not.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
I'm only talking about comic books now.
Oh, Fez isn't a friend. I'm going to go Lexus.
Ah! Oh! Unfortunately, it was Leroy. Leroy, do you want to quickly explain?
What?
Because, you know, I've got this patience. The moment someone break my patience, I get very pissed off and go nuts.
I actually got to say, you did look very green on your buck show as well. So,
yeah.
Maybe that was the Hulk coming out, or the 12 scotches.
All right, so, score check. Lexus on one, everybody else on zero. Fezzy.
Yep.
This one's for you. Now, if they could be the king of a single country... who said Greece, despite their current economic crisis? Maybe it was for noble reasons, perhaps, if they wanted to bring them up. And bear in mind, it could still be Leroy, so it just...
Just think about it. That's all we're trying to say.
Yeah. We're just trying to help you out, Fez.
Yeah.
We know you're a weak
Jesus. Don't give us attitude.
I want to say Lexus.
You had your finger already hovered over.
No, that was Quirmsy. Quirmsy, I'm confused on this one.
Confused? No, yeah. Well, actually, that question stumped me. And I answered Greece because I just love the fact that I'd be able to wear a toga every day of my life. I'll be able to fix their economic reasons by simply saying, pay fucking taxes! And their Euros is so tasty, I'd eat it all day. I'd get fat and sit in a toga and be true king because I solved their economic crisis.
Yeah, no, good.
That's
no,
good. Well played.
Yeah, very well played.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no points. All right, and finally to end this round out, Ticey. Who was the only person here who answered doggy style as their favourite sexual position?
Oh. Just hovering over the wrong.
Well, the odds are on me.
I'm going to say Leroy.
That was Lexi Boy.
Oh, you killed the animal.
It's good. It's just the easiest one. Get right into it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enough said.
I'm with you. All right, second round. This one here is for everybody. So I'll ask the question, then I'll quickly go around, and you just need to give me a number, all right?
Okay.
So how many people here would prefer to have gone on a date with Fez rather than a silverback gorilla? And this is out of the five of you, so this is, again, not including me. So a number from 0 to 5, how many people would prefer to go on a date with Fez than a silverback gorilla?
I'm going
to
go 4.
Four people.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. One.
How many people would prefer Fez?
Yeah, sorry. One.
One would prefer Fez.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go 2 people.
Okay.
I'm going to go 2 as well. Can I do that? Or is
Yeah.
2.
I'm going to go 3.
Yep. Fezzy, how many people think for a date with you?
I was going to say 5, but...
That was never going to happen.
Do it. Throw it out.
Yeah, 5.
5. Ooh, everyone was wrong. 4.
Oh!
Only Tyson said the gorilla.
Wow. Why did you say the gorilla?
I can't remember. What did I say?
You said, I'm not gay.
I don't die.
Yeah. All right. Second question in this round.
So meme type.
Well, even if I died, I'd die with some respect.
The thing is, you can always stand him up. That was mine.
No, you're going to go on the date.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Can I change it? I was planning to throw eggs at him, like, never been kissed. You know, and Drew Barrymore just smacked in the face. And, yeah.
All right, second question. All right, again, number from 0 to 5. When asked rock melon or honeydew melon, how many said honeydew melon?
I'm going to say one person said that.
I want to say two.
Well, it wasn't your turn yet, but fine. Okay.
Three.
Two.
Three.
What did you say?
Two.
Ooh, Lexi's got it again.
One.
Yes. One person. Again, it was just Tyson.
What?
What a weirdo.
I think your reason was, I've never heard of honeydew melon, so I'll go with that.
Yeah, no, I don't like rock melon, so I thought, well, the other one's probably nicer.
Probably.
Yeah, so Lexus is on 2 points. So actually, Lexus has won this game, but we'll do the final question.
Yeah,
just for shits and giggles right here.
Can this be worth 5 points?
No.
Yeah. This is going to be take it all. You know, golden goal.
No, Lexus is won. He's won a fair and square. This is just to get some respect, man.
Oh, good. All
right. Finally, when asked what was their favourite cartoon as a kid, how many people answered a Japanese cartoon? So, something that's since been dubbed into English, obviously.
Three.
Yeah, three.
I'm going to say five.
I'm going to say three.
I'd say two.
Okay, the answer I have here is one.
Dragon Ball Z? Was that what it was?
Yeah. Only one person. It was fizzy.
What did you say?
Rugrats.
Oh, and you?
I don't answer.
Ah.
I've explained that like four times, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, that ends my quiz. And now we're going to hand it over to Lee with his new segment.
Yes, I've got a new segment, punters. It's going to be exciting. As I was having my excellent week, I was sitting there, I was eating breakfast, sunny day. Very similar to your description of your orky, except I didn't shit myself. It was a nice day. And I was sitting there, had a cafe, had sunny side up eggs, oh, delicious. And I thought to myself, life's pretty good, you know? So obviously, even when things are getting you down, even when there's a negative point in your life, there's got to be a positive. There's got to be a sunny side up.
Yep.
So what I've got here is I've got a list of very serious topics that I want to give to each one of the members, one by one, and you have to tell me the bright side of it, the positive side to it.
I like it.
You like it? All right. So who should we start with? I'm going to start with... I'll start with Lexus. Lexus.
Okay, let's do it.
I want you...
Look at his game face.
Yeah, this is serious.
I'm just ready to win something.
Lexus, I want you to tell me the sunny side up to arthritis. What's the good thing? What's the benefit about arthritis?
Well, I mean, we're all creatures who have to push ourselves to move around. Like, when you're sitting in the couch and it's 9 o'clock at night, you're like, oh shit, I should go exercise. I can't be arsed. But you still go and do it, and it's the hardest shit in the world. With arthritis, you're sitting there, you're like, I should exercise. Oh wait, I can't. I'm partially fused to the chair. So you won't get up. You just sit there, play some more games, guilt-free as well. Just have that lifestyle we all really want to have.
So you're saying it's a good excuse to be lazy?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what they'll say about that.
Well, you put me on the spot. And
yeah, that's the point of the segment.
So I didn't want to be ostracising them like that.
No,
but I've done it.
But you've done it. Okay, alright. So you reckon laziness is the benefit of our lives?
Yeah. Guilt-free laziness.
Guilt-free laziness. Yep. Alright, okay. I'm going to go with something topical for Leroy. Yep. Leroy, a lot of talk about it in the media at the moment. Lance Armstrong admitting to being a drug cheat and lying to millions of people.
Ooh.
There's got to be a bright side to that. Ooh. What's the sunny side up?
The sunny side up is because the fact that he's admitted, like he's coming out honest this time, like, rather than being a lie,
do we know it's honest?
Well, she's confessed to it.
She.
Who?
She.
Oh,
sorry.
He.
I thought you said she.
What? Yeah, Lance Armstrong was never a girl. She could not have competed in the women's cycle.
Yeah.
He had too many penises.
He confessed to it. So, you know, everyone has their closure rather than the fact that, don't know if it's true or not. You know, you're hanging that balance. You might as well know the truth. You know, he confessed. That's all good.
Leroy's being far too moral today.
Yeah.
It's all about health kicks and confessing and all that.
You let him off pretty easy. Like, he confessed, all good.
Yeah, I don't think...
Is it really all good?
I was expecting that, you know, like, the steroid sales would go up, because everyone's got Lance Armstrong stuff, and someone's got to make coin somewhere, maybe. Was it? But it's not my question.
Will it go up?
Who was it the sunny side for Lance Armstrong or for like the world?
Just
like,
for the world. What is the benefit of that happening?
Yeah, closure.
But you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I say closure. Closure.
Yeah. Rather than you have to guess to the, even though if he brings it to the grave, did he cheat?
Mm. All right. Fair enough.
Fine.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So it's you, Leroy. What have I got next? All right, Dyson. Tell me the sunny side up to the Hendra virus. It's a deadly flu that affects horses. What is the sunny side up to the Hendra virus?
Leroy's loving it. You're sick.
He's like, oh, damn horse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, hopefully that fucking Saddle Club show fucking... Hopefully that can get its fucking
action. Yeah.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted a bit of evilness in this.
Yeah.
Alright, so I've never watched that show, actually. Is it terrible?
Oh, it needs to be axed. Yeah. And hopefully this can be...
So you think the cast of the Saddle Club being mainly horses would die because of the Hendra flu and then there's better TV?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And little girls shouldn't, you know, they all want little horses and ponies and shit. It'd change life.
Yeah, they're expensive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Is that show still going? Has it already been axed?
I think it's a book. It might be a TV show.
Yeah, it is a book as well.
It's a book. It's a buddy 3D movie. Who knows?
Yeah. Nice. All right, who we got now? Stephen. Stephen, I want you to tell me the sunny side up to polluted drinking water.
Ooh.
What is
that
the good?
Is difficult.
What is the good thing about walking 20 km to get shitty water?
Oh man, that's
I didn't know it was going to be an easy one.
Okay, well,
there's got to be a sunny side up.
Yeah, there you go. You get exercise in your 20k walk. Go for a bit of a cheeky jog
to work off that grain of rice. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, exactly. And just like it's just natural progression, you know, just weed out the people that don't have good water. Sooner or later, it's going to be less people in the world, enough water for everyone.
Wow.
All right, nice. Wow. So you're saying Darwin theory and exercise.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Obviously, I think, interesting. All right, now, Fez, I've given you an easy one, because, you know, what is the best, what's the sunny side up to child labour? What is the sunny side up to that?
There isn't a sunny side up.
Fuck you! It's a segment! I'm sick of your shit! That's it. Did you hear that? I'm going to do it again. That's a gun fucking.
I can think of
You've
one.
You've got to give
what
us would an you,
what is the bright side?
No, no, don't let him die. I want to hear an answer from Fez. Last week we don't need any revolutions because the world's perfect. Child labour, there's no bright side to it. Come on!
Yeah, put your shoes in the situation. If you were a child and you're working, what would you get out of it?
Yeah, I can think of a few. That's easier than polluted water, man.
Yeah, man.
You wouldn't get anything out of it.
What do you mean you wouldn't get anything out of it? Come on, surely. You wouldn't get a little bit of... No, you probably wouldn't, actually.
No, you don't.
they get a little bit. That's how they support their family.
Some experience.
Yeah. Like 50 cents an hour.
Yeah. It's better than 0 cents, man.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing is, it's much cheaper for the rest of us to buy it. Because they don't pay for labour.
Yeah.
Are you telling me I was eating my breakfast and feeling all happy for no fucking reason because you can't give me a sunny side up?
Yeah.
Sunny side up to child labour.
Come on, mate.
Do it. One.
Dude, do you think I honestly think more people die?
No, I actually like watching the Saddle Club.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it weren't for child labour, we wouldn't have this bloody device that you've been abusing.
Oh, the sound machine?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. It's probably the most boring answer I've heard.
But we're all probably wearing Nikes for 3 cents. But no, a bit of electronic equipment to be made by a child.
I had to say something.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Did. And what you said was terrible. So, fuck you. Hold on, where is it? That was Fez's answer. All right, well, actually, speaking of you, Fez, we've got your segment coming up.
Yep.
Let's hope this is better than your answer for every week of the show.
My segment is sexual Fez disease.
Thank you, child labour.
And, well, what I have for this week is a couple of days ago, I was watching Fight Club. You guys all seen Fight Club?
Yeah, good film.
Yeah.
Nah.
You haven't seen
Fight Club?
It doesn't. We need to have for this.
No.
Oh, okay, that's cool then.
Well, you know, they say that, you know, Brad Pitt in that Fight Club was the hottest thing back then. You know, the six pack, chiseled abs, and whatnot.
Okay.
And it made me think if it was
sounds
only two
like this your general.
Yeah. How many times did you watch this movie? And how many scenes with the shirt off?
And
pause it.
And I was thinking, you know, if there was only two people in the world, who would you have sex with? Susan Boyle or Brad Pitt, 1996?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
The old hot man versus ugly woman.
Yeah. So pretty much would you turn gay or would you bone Susan?
Cool. I'd call it
temporarily gay, not turn gay. But
yeah, experimenting. Yeah,
Put your toe in the water, basically.
Yeah.
I'll go Leroy first.
I can't see myself going gay, so I'll go Susan Boyle on this thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Can I ask some questions about the hypothetical?
Yeah.
Is it so? They're the last two people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it says you three.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say I'd go Brad Pitt because it would make a bigger story and I'll get more money by going to Who Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would close my eyes, have sex with Susan Boyle, but think of Eric Banner. There's one for a doozy.
All right. I'll probably go the Boyle as well.
Yeah, go the boil!
And,
boiling points!
Yeah, do my favourite position on the boiling point.
Yeah.
Just doggy style. And repopulate the earth.
Yeah. After I've killed them all, because they're out of good drinking water.
I'd go Susan Boyle, because if you just absolutely smashed her, she'd yell. imagine the noises she would make. That beautiful voice.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It'd
be a symphony.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with the general change. Yeah, I'm gonna go Susan Boyle as well, man. More cushion for the pushing. And to be honest, chiseled abs aren't really what does it for me. Like, so that may have been a hot thing for chicks, but I don't mind a bit of weight on there.
On a Boyle?
Yeah.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Would you go the Boyle or would you get armpit deep in pit?
I'd probably just say the Boyle just because you've got to repopulate the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
that would suck. Because it's like, you have a kid. And Brad Pitt's like, oh, good, I get to have sex with someone who's not my daughter. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it was a horrible circumstance. You've ruined the show again.
It's just a downward spiral of depression. Every segment.
No, well done, Fez. Was that the only one?
Yeah, that was the only one.
That was it.
That was it.
Nice.
I did that.
And in response to that,
yeah, they're pity claps.
And yeah, all right. So on to recreational activities. Going back from last week, if you all heard the podcast, I gave the fellow members a task, and it was to wear their underwear backwards.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there, everyone do it.
Oh, I do.
Lee, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for 2 weeks it was as well. For two weeks. Yeah, I did it, man. Hated it. I felt like I was wearing a G-string for 2 weeks.
and
it was sweaty as hell. It gets real sweaty in there. Real sweaty, real tight. The front just feels weird. It's like you're wearing a parachute at the front. But you have something riding up your crack at the back.
Just quickly before we go on, the reason behind this was I thought everything you wear backwards is so uncomfortable. Like, you know, shirt, jumper, pants.
So you choose the one.
So I thought this could be the one thing that you wear backwards.
I don't know how I could think that. Just looking at this shape of the undies. I reckon I failed this challenge miserably. I did do it once. I went to the gym with it on. And I did a class. And I was I'm not doing this shit again. I'm gonna I can't do
it. I went just one day of work with it and I freaking hate it.
I did it every day actually when I had that house journey. I actually walked from Camp Town all the way to the city.
Yeah.
On the way backwards is the most uncomfortable feeling. It was like a 40 degree day. It's just scorching and burning and sweaty.
Yeah, I gotta say, the heat wave didn't help anything.
No. And I agree with Lexus. I did it, obviously, for the 2 weeks. And I went to the gym a few times during those 2 weeks, and squats were hell. Like, they were absolutely...
Squats are blissful. Yeah. I love that lactic acid burn.
Yeah.
My recap was it wasn't as bad as what you guys are saying.
You probably wear boxer shorts or some shit. Do you wear satin boxer shorts?
No, I'm wearing some gay shit now. Alexander, thank God this isn't a video podcast. But yeah, so I didn't think it was too bad. Like, obviously, it wasn't the greatest feeling in the world, but I could definitely live the rest of my life in my underwear backwards. I'm just putting it out there.
But why would you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I probably could survive, but...
It's not that bad.
I think I'd rather not have underwear
basically, with this recreational activity, everyone gets given an activity to do. But the rule is that if you don't succeed the activity, you have to do the following podcast activity with an added thing.
Exactly.
So did everyone pass it?
Well, Lexus and Fez, I think, clearly did.
Yeah. I'd say I failed that.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to have to add something on here.
What, the plot had nothing to do with it either.
That's correct.
Now you're just being a little kid and playing.
Well, let's hear what the new activity is.
Alright, so the new activity for this podcast is everyone's going out to a party tonight.
Yeah.
I believe.
Where was my invite? This is freaking awkward.
Everyone's going to the same party tonight, so I've got an activity that everyone has to do just once.
Okay.
During the night. Now, it's not too hard, but I want to see the feedback from this, or more so the timing of this. So basically, at one point during the night, you must go over in a corner, stand by yourself. Don't look at your phone. Oh. Just fucking stand there. Now, you time in your head, or roughly time, and see how long it takes for someone to come up to you. And it can't be one of us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
See how long it takes for someone to come up to go, hey, do you want a drink? Or, hey, blah, 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 I haven't seen you in a while. And we'll see. I want to see someone left in a corner for 30 minutes.
Nice. Do you have to explain it? Because I can imagine someone to be like, what the hell's wrong with you? Do I just say I'm generally wigging out? Or am I like...
You can say whatever you want, really. But I just want to... It's more so the timing. I want to see how long it takes each person...
For
someone to come over here. And you have to be dead set in a corner. You can't be, like, just outside of a group talking. You got to be corner by yourself, just standing
there.
That's
like
it's
not in the gravity.
I was going to say, like, could you be, like, you know, fidgeting, or do you have to stand up straight, like, look dead at something?
No, you can look at the ground. You can scratch your arm. You can, you know, pluck your eyebrows.
Also, can you bring a beer with you?
Yeah, you can bring a beer with you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Just stand there, not on your phone. Because then that kind of, from the outside, it makes it look like, you know, that's the...
Cool. So, let's hear the twist for Lexus and Fez, then.
Yeah, so, this is open for debate right here. So, okay. I'm putting it out to the team.
Well, out of there, can I throw this out as a twist? Obviously, standing in a corner, so anyone who doesn't have to do the double punishment, we're going to stand and look out at people.
Mm.
These two have to face the corner of the wall. So it's like they're being a naughty child, and they're not around. They're not allowed to turn around. They just have to stay there.
Right,
well,
that's
my two cents.
Yeah.
But
no, I was kind of thinking that as well. I was going to ask, can you stand out and look at people?
Yeah,
cool thing. Just
I was actually thinking that first, and I thought, maybe not.
Yeah.
But that is great for the twist.
Yeah.
And I'll say that your girlfriend can't come up and.
No, she's not coming tonight, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, it can't be any of us or... Like,
girlfriends.
Partners.
Yeah.
Are we
How do you control that, though? See, like, if my girlfriend sees Fez and go, oh, wow, it's looking weird, and goes over there, do I just pull around and go, not now?
That can be fun. Maybe it's not your own girlfriend, or
everyone.
Yeah, don't tell
your
girlfriends we're doing it, so just keep it between the, the six-pack.
Yeah, but if they come up to you, then that doesn't... Just tell her to piss off.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, and that's what you're on the episode. Just fuck off.
Just say, I'm trying, just
what's
say,
wrong with you? Fuck off!
So, it's worth it. We'll break up with our girlfriends tonight. That's the result. But it's worth it for the podcast.
I'm just going to love it if I'm at the bar and I hear some, like, you know, person that's, you know, you don't know, and they're like, hey, see that guy over there? I think he's fucking pissing in the corner. So, recapping on this, the next podcast, we'll all give our times. Like, it's not going to have to be to the second, but we'll say how long we were there, you know, who met you, what the conversation was when someone came over to you, and I guess the general feeling of standing alone. Because
that's great.
Everyone hates that feeling of being alone.
It's awful.
Yeah. It's better with a beer, at least. Like, that's
better
the same
with a beer. Yeah. It's better facing outwards. Yeah. Just observing the party, not just going
wait,
in the
what's,
corner.
What's
the
distance in we have to stand from the corner, like a meter or something?
Oh, I'm talking about a corner, and it can't be anywhere near someone.
Like
a mic.
Yeah, nowhere near a bar or anything like that.
It has to be a legit corner.
And I know the room, and there are corners. I've been there before, so it's a nice cornery place.
And you can't both stand in the corner at the same time.
Yeah.
What about out in the balcony?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who's standing in the balcony?
Indoor.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anyone, I'll put this out as a bonus, you won't have to do my activity next week. If you can succeed this challenge of it, if you can stand in the corner by yourself, way by yourself, and when food's being passed around, if they come up to you and if they're the person, I'm gonna respect that. That's gonna be good.
That's all right. That's probably the most likely to come up.
You reckon if you were passing around food and you saw this guy standing in a corner,
maybe not Lexus and Fez.
So that's the kind of that's the bonus.
Squish a spring roll around your face.
You go for the longest.
Yeah.
Oh, it means no one fucking likes you.
Yeah, but do you get a reward for that?
Yeah. I don't know. You can get a pat on the back or something. Yeah. I'll buy you a fucking beer.
Five slaps on the back.
Yeah. So that's the activity. And for anyone listening and coming out tonight, well...
Well, they're not going to hear it.
It happens. Yeah.
Just retract.
Remember how funny it was.
Yeah. I won't be able to edit this that quick. All right. So now, before we end the pod, just a bit of housekeeping from our last pod. You may remember my segment, New Year's Restitutions, where each person here had an activity they had to do for 2 weeks. So one activity, 14 days, and let's see how we get went. So if you can just say quickly what your activity was, or your resolution, if you will. And just say how it went, how many days successful you were. And at the end of this, we'll determine the loser, who we've rejigged the punishment a little bit. You're going to have to dress as a barnyard animal and sing at an open karaoke bar. It can't be one of those private rooms. You've got to sing. And the song is All By Myself by Celine Dion. So let's start off with Querbsy, and let's come around.
Okay, well, I think successful days, in what, 14-day period?
Yeah, 14
days. Probably about 10.
Okay,
10 days.
Bad.
10 days out of 14.
It's a B-plus or something?
Yeah, it's a credit, I think. Yeah. But my challenge was to not wear underwear. I had to free ball. And it was shit house. Now, I thought it would be good because, you know, you're nice and free. Your balls are just hanging there and getting a little bit of draft when you're walking. No. And I'll tell you why. Because it was about 40 degrees for the 2 weeks that we did it. I've got big thighs, alright? I've got big, manly thighs that rub together. Now, underwear was invented for a purpose, and there's a reason why pretty much every prick on the world wears it. Except for child labour, no.
They can't afford that shit.
But, so there I was, walking around, doing my day-to-day business, and the chafage was terrible. It was getting to the point where it was like, I've got to sit down.
Yeah.
For an hour to let this red fire that's happening between my crotch just settle down.
Did you actually do like physical damage, like blisters and stuff?
No,
like
not
that?
Blisters. It was like, well, because luckily I was still in my unemployed phase, so there was a lot of sitting around.
A lot of sitting around.
But that was the other bad thing. Sitting down though on a leather couch and no underwear, your gooch sweat is going straight onto your pants.
Yeah.
So you think that not wearing underwear would minimize the amount of washing? No, it doubles it because your pants smell like shit every second day. I smelled it, and they smelled like poo.
Yeah, and as I was the person that said it, and perhaps we'll get everyone who set a resolution to ask them a quick question about it.
Yeah.
How did the girlfriend fancy it?
Yeah, she was fine with it.
She didn't even notice.
Is he access?
Otherwise, it's with the Querbinator. if I took my pants off, then you'd notice. But besides that, I was just walking around, and it's not like she was like sticking her head up my shorts to see.
Oh, that's a weird girlfriend.
So, she didn't even notice half the time. And that's, you can't feel cheeky, because people don't notice. I was at the members area of the cricket, everyone's like, "Oh, you're champagne." And I'm standing there with my balls out. And no one knew. So it was cheeky, no pun intended.
Alright, cool. And now, Lexi.
Alright, so I had to have a different hairstyle every day. I made 9 days, I think it was. Mm. 9 days. Mm. I was trying to be a little bit conservative at work and then mix it up on the weekend, but I was worried that I didn't have enough stuff to do with my hair because it's not very long. I can't really do much with it anyway.
For a split.
I did that. Yeah. That was like day three. Check the pictures again, Leroy. My favourite one was probably the Wolverine one. And that stuck in... Like, every day I'd wake up in the morning and be like, what is with my hair? Because it just stuck with me overnight as well. And so, like, that one, I had my wings up at the side. That was pretty cool. That one, when I was at the gym, when it was, like, completely down, I was feeling like the biggest dickhead. Because all the guys at the gym, at my gym anyway, just, like, they're so self-conscious. And I was looking like a wank at them.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, it kind of plays on that last thing you said, but... How did you feel with each hairstyle? Did you feel like a different person? Or did you... Was there anything that you felt different by?
I guess I just felt self-conscious.
Yeah.
And not as confident.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
some ridiculous hairstyle.
Yeah.
Although I like the bead one, so I might adopt that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so felt sexy with that one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because nothing says sexy like beaver.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
One's the that one's the bedroom haircut, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, strictly the bedroom.
Alright, Tyson then.
Okay, mine was to tat myself up. So, so get a new tattoo each day. I think I successfully only did 7.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
7. So I did the first week. And yeah, it wasn't too bad. Obviously, at work, I have to wear long sleeve business shirts. So I couldn't really expose that. And also the first day I noticed that, well, because it was like 40 degrees, ink runs. So after that I was like, well, I'm not drawing it before work. So I drew it after work. And then I usually go out at some point during the night or whatever. So no one really asked me any questions or anything. I don't think my family noticed at all. Because, I don't know. I did it on my left arm. Maybe I'm always... I don't know.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah, could be. All right, Fezzy, got a question? Quick question for Tyce? You said his challenge? Don't look at me like a fish.
Oh, no. are we recording something? Is this a planned segment? What?
No, it's, yeah. No, I didn't. You know, seriously, I tried to make it harder just because I thought I had the hardest one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So, was a question for him? Do you got a question about how it works?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay, yeah. Input awesome as always.
I used a Bic biro instead of a permanent texter if you wanted
to. That would have been a good question.
Yeah.
Alright, so myself, I fucking hated it, but I did all 14. Because I was like, if I'm going to create the play segment, I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take it back. Mine was, I hate Facebook statuses. Oh, wait for the clapping. I hate Facebook statuses. Most people here know that. You'll see like 2 Facebook statuses a year, perhaps by me. Mm. This was 2 a day for 2 weeks. I ran out of things after the first day. And some of them were pretty bad. I think there was one in there that says like, geez, the world really sucks sometimes. I did like a generic happy birthday Facebook status. There was some YOLOs in there. There was just like some general descriptions of my life. It was fucking awful. People were asking me questions at work, like, is everything okay with you? the guy sitting next to me is like, dude, because he knows we do a podcast. He's like, so your statuses these days, is that like something you do now? Or or is it a podcast? I'm just like, can't talk about it.
I gotta say, I actually enjoy just that or something.
Yeah, I hope you keep it up.
Yeah.
At least maybe twice a week rather than twice a year.
No.
I just love the fact that people who obviously weren't our friends and don't know about the podcast were generally answering like, oh, you were right, hun, inbox me and shit. And it was all just a big farce.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Yeah.
And the things that people will like is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had one status. Yeah, I had a status about how I had yoga one afternoon.
Yeah.
Look at like 20 likes. It's
It's
just custard people.
There was there's one status where you said something about being called Stevie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, that's where I got great inspiration from. Because about 15 people commented on it. Like, Stevie. That's like 10 comments in a row saying Stevie.
Yeah.
I was like, come up with something else, you piece of unoriginal shit.
Yeah. So I basically learned that I dislike 90% of my Facebook friends as a result. But anyway.
Did you lose any friends?
I don't think so. But I didn't actually check. I culled some as a result, because I was like, if you're liking this, you're not friends. Alexis, you got a quick question for me?
Alright, so I actually enjoyed watching. I think everyone really enjoyed it. So hopefully you picked up on that, because people are just enjoying it. So in the future, do you think you're going to up your Facebook status update quota
perhaps
from what it was?
Maybe from 2 a year. but it would have to be something special. Like, it depends. Yeah, yeah. It would only be something that's significant. I still won't be
like a toasted sandwich or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Good, good.
But yeah, perhaps up from...
Can you at least just take a photo of every meal you take?
Yeah.
I was thinking... possibly. Maybe I'll do that later tonight. Maybe just to end the podcast, it would just be a picture of my meal, like...
Yeah.
Any finger food that comes around tonight.
It would just be like an empty beer bottle. It's like, everyone's doing it these days.
And then hashtag the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
At
beer bottle.
Things I like.
Yeah.
Delicious food.
Yeah, half-eaten party pie and a beer. Check out this amazing meal.
All right, well, good to hear you actually enjoyed it.
Wouldn't go that far, but it was okay. All right, Leroy.
What I had to do was wear bright colored clothes. Usually, you know, I'm the type that at work that sneaks in quietly, you know, wear dark like a ninja, goes to my client, start doing my work, you know, just plugging away. But once the moment I start wearing bright ones, especially the pink one,
people are just like
taking notice. Like one mate of mine that listens to the podcast, the moment he looked at me, he just started laughing.
could also just be face.
Attracting people's attention. That's what I try to avoid usually.
Can I ask you, did it make people smile and generally be happy around you?
Yeah. Oh, people smile because the fact that
success.
I feel like you kind of got a makeover, like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or whatever, you know, that show.
Yeah,
I feel like you kind of got a bit of a makeover, and this should open your eyes and.
Yeah, there's a whole world of fashion out there. Yeah. You just need to kiss it sometimes.
Did you buy that pink shirt or did you have it already?
I bought that pink shirt for the reason of my brother's wedding. I've only used it once, so that was the second time I actually used it.
Oh, great.
And so how many days, sorry?
13 days.
13 days. Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's go through the totals quickly before we get to Fez. Because we all know he'll bring down the show as he always does.
The anchor of the show.
So I guess I came up with the segment, but I won it, so thank you very much. I'll clap myself. And, all right, and then we had Leroy in second place on 13, Quirbsy in third place on 10, Lexi on 9, and then Tyson on 7. But I guess I've announced myself prematurely as the winner here, because it's very possible that Fez could have racked up 14. We could be equal winners, mate. If we're equal winners,
I'm screwed.
Yeah, I'll shout you a beer. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Tyson with the suit, with the animal suit, or Fez? So Fez, hit me quickly. How'd it go? What's the number?
It didn't go too well. I got 1.
Oh, fuck you! Fez, I'm starting to, like, think about how good you are on this podcast. Like, seriously consider your contribution.
Just want to shout out to Angela. Thanks for taking that photo with me.
Can I just point out the fact she's married happily to someone else? You didn't even try to pick up.
Wait, no. Sorry, quickly say what your thing was in case people didn't listen last week.
Oh, yeah, I had to take a photo with a random girl. All right, Angela's
it could be
random.
A friend or a single or any. Just
could it be a lot of random?
No, people you know.
People you know, that's fine.
Yeah,
well,
just not
family.
Yeah.
Ah.
Don't say, because I sent you a text on the second day.
Yeah, because, you didn't send a text on the second day. I'm just going like, alright, there's a story like at work. I was just
This is a good story.
Yeah.
I was at work and I was like, alright, I've got to do this in my work shift. So I was just like, alright, who do I do? And there was a...
Who do I do?
Oh, God.
Anyway. So I was just like thinking, you know, and then there was this girl that, you know, just started or pretty new, and I didn't really know. I was like, okay,
casting couch,
get in before they really know who you are. Nice.
So anyway, I went up to her and I said, hey, do you mind if I could take a photo with you?
Oh, that's really subtle. Is this legit?
No, like the legit? Sledgehammer.
Yeah. He messaged me straight after this, so I can back him up.
Yeah.
And she was just like, no, sorry. And that pretty much just like, this is going to be quite hard.
Did she say that, no, sorry, turn around and strut off?
No, it was more like no, sorry, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's like, learn some better pickup lines.
Your approach is sad.
Well, I wasn't trying to pick her up. I just needed a photo.
I know, but you could have, you know, said, hey, how are you doing? And I wouldn't have gone up to a random new girl.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, have things been awkward with you and that girl at work?
Well, next time I went, the next day I went to work, no one like knew about it or anything, so it didn't matter. But yeah, I saw it. It's just there's nothing like.
There's nothing what?
Is it awkward?
No, not awkward. It's just a little bit awkward if I have to like, walk past her.
Okay, but, so you have to see her, it's awkward.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Alright, well, that settles it. So then we have our loser here. Just let me check the paper.
Yeah. We need a recap.
Fez, you were the loser. Yep. You are the village idiot. You are the farmyard animal. And you're going to be practice your singing of Celine Dion. Get your vocal cords ready because we're taking you out in a couple of weeks. So between now and the next podcast, we'll get you to a local karaoke bar, open karaoke bar, known as Private Ship, as I said.
Yep.
You're going to be busting out a note by yourself on stage, Celine Dion. Which animal are you thinking? Just off the top, you can be any farmyard animal. Let's just quickly. this is about as interesting as the rest of this.
I don't know someone else. I can't choose.
A pig.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go pig. Yeah. If we can't get a pig, we'll get a cow.
It's all about the supply and demand.
Yeah.
All right. I've been in the business.
So thank you very much for listening. Please check us out on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs. Or on Podomatic, just search for Good Friends and Fez. I don't know what the URL is. And email us any questions, such as why do we still have Fez on this show? At goodfriendsandfez@gmail.com. Now, just before we end this... Oh. That was more input than Fez has given. But to let you redeem yourself, I'm going to let Fez end this with a bit of a speech to our GFAFers. That's the Good Friend and Fez listeners. And I like it to be inspirational, something that they can listen to and like just get them in a good mood, upbeat mood. Fez, I know you've been holding it in, that's why you've been shit for the rest of the podcast. Yeah. Take us out, Fezzy. Take us out.
You're a dick.
Come on, man. Say it to the listeners.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Good Friends and Fez. I'm Fez.